This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. When we all get to a new normal, I cannot tell you how many calls and meetings I have ended with that phrase in the last year. We have missed gathering, celebrating milestones, and doing ordinary life together. Of course, some things haven't gone virtual, like farm and ranch life. You can't Zoom to feed livestock or plant crops. Through all the shutdowns and slowdowns, we were and are still farming. Farmers and ranchers adapted to keep our employees safe and our nation fed. Now, after a year of social distancing, masks, and gallons of hand sanitizer, we are finally seeing a light at the end of the long tunnel of this pandemic. Thanks to increased safety efforts, advances in treatments, and now 3 vaccines, we are turning a corner. Sadly, this pandemic has left few, if any, of us untouched. With so much loss over the last year, it's not just about getting back to normal for many, but about finding a new normal after months of hardship and heartbreak. Yet even in our darkest moments, we have seen the resilience of our communities and how much stronger we truly are together. We have also seen what our nation's top scientists and researchers can accomplish together and with the resources they need. To have multiple vaccines ready in just a year's time is unheard of. Imagine what more we could do in the fight against other diseases and to promote the well-being of our communities and climate if our nation focused so intently on advancing other science. In agriculture, we get a front row seat at how research and development can advance science and change lives for the better. Ag research has brought us drought and disease-resistant crops, helped cut back water and fertilizer use, and promoted animal welfare. As we get to the other side of the pandemic, I hope we will see greater public trust in the science behind agriculture and a much-needed shot in the arm of ag research funding to boost the tools and innovation needed to protect our homegrown, sustainable food supply. One thing I can say with certainty is that I am thankful for the science that brought us the COVID-19 vaccine. Farmers cannot afford to take a sick day, and we know the nation is counting on us to show up and keep the food supply secure. Across Farm Bureau, we are working with state and national leaders to ensure farmers and their employees are high on the priority list to increase their protection against this illness. Just last week, AFBF President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to President Biden calling on his administration to recognize the essential role agriculture plays with resources and vaccine accessibility. And 2 days later, the White House announced additional funding focused in part on rural communities. Farmers across the country are already promoting employee health and protection from the virus. Just as they stepped up at the beginning of the pandemic to increase safety measures and provide resources on the farm. We are hearing stories of farmers bringing their employees along with them to vaccine centers and of work at the local level to set up special clinics for farm employees. This is just a snapshot of how safety takes top priority on the farm, pandemic or not. As the country and the world finds its way to a new normal, America's farmers and ranchers and our employees will be on the job, keeping our shelves stocked and pantries full. I trust that we will be stronger on the other side of this crisis, and it won't be priceless when we can gather again and give thanks for our families, our friends, and faith that carried us through. At its base, milk pricing in the U.S. is complicated, and the variations in milk checks from farm to farm, month to month, and cooperative to cooperative, and from cooperative to proprietary handler, take the pricing complexities to another level. Prices paid to dairy farmers depend upon where their farm is located, where the milk was delivered and pooled, the fat and protein content in the milk, and the cooperative and handler-specific premiums and assessments. Put simply, every dairy farmer in the U.S. likely receives a different price per hundredweight for their milk. A recent American Farm Bureau Federation market intel update explores what dairy margin coverage payments would have looked like in 2020 if based on the mailbox milk price rather than the all milk price as is done currently. AFBF President Zippy Duvall recently commented on recent proposals by several lawmakers to tax unrealized capital gains at death and roll back the stepped-up basis on those capital gains. According to Duvall, Taxing capital gains when a loved one passes away would have a devastating impact on farm and ranch families, even more so if the stepped-up basis tool is taken out of the toolbox. Stepped-up basis encourages families to grow their businesses and pass them on to another generation, and elimination could force those families to sell their farms just to pay the taxes. USDA on Wednesday announced plans to distribute more than $12 billion under a program called Pandemic Assistance for Producers, which includes aid that had been put on hold as well as funds newly allocated in the Consolidated Appropriations Act. The program assists farmers and ranchers who previously did not qualify for COVID-19 aid and expands assistance to farmers helped by existing programs. Farmers will need to sign up only if they are applying for new programs or if they are eligible for CFAP assistance and did not previously apply. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack shared details of the new plan during a virtual meeting Wednesday with State Farm Bureau presidents and AFBF leadership. Signups for the new program begin April 5th. Stagnant public funding for agricultural research is threatening the future vitality of U.S. food systems, posing risks to farmer productivity and profitability, the steady supply of affordable food for consumers, and ultimately global food security, according to a new report. The report, jointly commissioned by Farm Journal Foundation and AFBF and authored by the IHS Market Agribusiness Consulting Group, highlights the vital importance of public funding for agricultural research and development. New innovations are crucial so that farmers can increase their productivity and meet rising global demand for food even as climate change intensifies. The world population is expected to reach 10 billion by 2050, and food production will need to increase by 60-70% to meet rising demand. While private sector funding for agricultural R&D has been increasing, U.S. public spending has been flat for the past decade. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.